This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is just about Halloween time, and they do it up at the Disneyland Resort. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. You'll experience the Disneyland Resort, including hotel and three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Call now. Win yourself a four-pack. Good times, people. Oh, yeah. Play me a little. There we go. Halloween time at Disneyland Resort. Call now. You get to talk to Hooman, too. Woo! Caller 97.
I would love to go to Disneyland, I mean.
Well, look, you know, you've got a lot of great Disney trips in your future.
I know.
Yeah.
Very exciting. The number you're calling is also the number you can text. We get those throughout the show. It's always nice to hear from you guys.
Very nice.
Not always.
Sometimes you're mean.
Right. But most of the time, we're very fortunate that we have a lot of great contributors to the show.
We do have some very kind people who listen.
Absolutely. You know.
707 says, Sarah, what's your favorite brand of candy corn? I can't figure out why people like it so much. Maybe I'm not eating the right one.
Just Brock's.
Brock's.
Just, you know, B-R-A-C-H. Isn't that what it's Brock's?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the regular old candy corn.
All right.
Well, yeah. I just, you know, it's something about the consistency, about how it's like kind of waxy and you, I like it. It is good that it's only around once a year because, like, I'm, you know, then I only have to eat it once a year. Mostly it's only around at Halloween time. I suppose you probably could order it online, but it's for the best that I don't. The end.
415 says, Hooman, Mr. Judgmental Christian. My parents would go borrow a Bible whenever there was a reading they wanted to practice. They were lectors or a hymn they wanted to learn the words to. Then they'd return it. The priest was A-okay with this. Stop making mean assumptions about people, Hooman.
All right. Well, maybe they're borrowing. The people I see when I go to a church.
Yeah, maybe. Seems like when you borrow something, though, if you don't tell the person you're borrowing it from and they notice that it's gone, they're like, oh, my God, that got stolen.
Also, running away from the church is often a sign that that's not a borrow.
Sure. More of a steal.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to borrow this bass.
Just ordered two moisturizer sticks from Made in the Sunset.
All right.
Brittany, I told you, you should warn her that we gave her a mention.
I'll let her know. I'm sure she's getting the dings in her phone.
Yeah. Radio advertising people, it works. Please call our sales department, 765-4000. Ask for Lindsay.
626 says, so many millennials had to deal with their parents divorcing, which is very difficult. If I ever have kids, I certainly wouldn't want to put them through it.
Oh.
You know, just in your parents' defense, I don't think they wanted to put you through it either.
Yeah.
I think that if they find themselves in an unlivable situation, you know, then again, if your parents that got that, you know, you got that parent that's like, this fifth marriage is going to be the charm. Okay, I get that. Then you've got that serial marrier. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a normal person might find themselves, you know, 10, 15 years down the road going, this ain't it. I'm still too young. I can't just sit here.
It's definitely, I say that you shouldn't stay in a marriage out of spite for your parents having done it to you. That just seems like the wrong reason to stay in.
Right. 406 says, great to hear Scott on again today.
Oh, good. You found a positive one in all those, Vin. It's great. I thought he was great today. He actually came in and yapped the whole time. It was very charming and funny. He's got a show at Shadow Puppet Brewery in Livermore on Saturday night. So if you're out in that area, please join our friend Scott.
Sure.
Hopefully he'll only do 50 minutes and you'll be all set.
Try eating a handful of candy corn and peanuts together. Tastes like a payday bar.
All right. I like payday. I do like payday.
Why don't you just buy one of those then?
I'd rather just have the
candy corn.
Candy corn and peanuts together.
Oh.
Then you got all these shells all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I will buy my peanut shelled.
Oh. Okay.
Was it Cracker Barrel? The restaurant used to go in there and you'd get a big thing of unshelled peanuts and you just toss them on the ground.
Yeah. I've never been to a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, where do you find them?
I don't know. I went to one of those.
I thought that was hillbilly food.
Hillbilly.
I went to one of those when I was younger. Some restaurant where you just toss your shells on the floor.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They vacuumed them up every night. I don't know what they did with them.
That's got to be annoying working there.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
great.
Sure.
Watching people toss their shells on the floor.
I know, gross. Seems unsanitary. I,
every employee meeting, there's someone goes, can we stop with the goddamn peanuts on the floor?
Can we just give people shelled peanuts?
Jesus!
Give them the cocktail mix.
I'm sorry, that's our thing, Susie.
Get your broom and get to work.
415 says, Bonnie. Remember they hand out Bibles in Ozark, some more special than others?
Oh, don't
Sarah
don't
and
tell
Hooman,
me.
Please figure out a way to watch soon. It's so good.
We will.
It's not that hard. You
I don't,
guys
yeah, I don't
have a
give
second
up.
TV.
I don't give
just
up.
Just
well,
go
you
watch.
Need to talk to your husband.
Well,
and
just
brother
look. When the nighttime games are on for the Patriots, then we won't do it.
I don't like that.
Well,
either we're going to be consistent or we're not.
Wow. Oh, my God. You're making a lot of demands on me.
I'm not. That's not
it. Everyone in my life is just making demands on me right now.
It's fun. It seems fun.
You should just cut them all out.
You seem to love it. You seem to be thriving.
It's just, I don't want to watch it just with Hooman. Like that, I liked the whole familial, we had a meal together and we all sat down and watched a show together. Like, I like that. I don't want to, you know, if I want to watch Ozark with just Hooman, we'll watch it on his computer after work. Like, we don't have to have a special date.
Oh. You know? I don't know.
It was the whole experience that mattered to me.
Right.
But, we all hold hands. He asks God for
right,
stuff.
But Sarah, your brother's here now, and the dynamic's different, and it does seem like he's decided
that the NFL matters the most.
It matters a lot to him.
Well, and that he's more important than you are, too. I mean, he said be strong, right?
Not only did he say that, he said the NFL's more important than you, homie. That I'm more important and the NFL.
Crunch.
I'm done talking about it.
I concur with Vinny. Lift weights. Eat 250 to 500 extra calories per day. Start with a beginner program of basic movements, says 510. He doesn't want to put on weight. The truth is,
he
Scott's coming in here to brag
skinny.
How skinny
right.
he is.
Exactly.
If he wants to put on weight, though, that is the way.
Dude, he's 6'3" and weighs 150 pounds.
Even
push-ups. I'm not even kidding.
Isn't the way. Like, you need to throw weight, a lot of it. Lift mass weight, he'll gain muscle. He's got a huge frame. He could absolutely put on muscle.
It would be so funny to see him Mr. Universe out. That'd
he wouldn't
hilarious.
Even need to do that. He
but
could
it
add
would be,
10 pounds.
Can you
pounds.
Imagine him with that face on top of one of those bodies? That'd be good. Oh, it's good time.
I actually can't believe how skinny he is for how tall he is. That it's
like he's always been pretty skinny.
Yeah,
but then lately, I mean, honestly, like I think he weighs less than I do. That makes me actually
at 6'2".
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's why I wondered if he'd been to the doctor.
Right.
510 says running my first full marathon in 2 weeks in Maui.
Mm.
Figured Paradise
nice.
Would be a good place.
Sure, that'd be a wonderful place for it. What are you running the road to Hana?
Oof.
Is that 26 miles?
I don't know, but that didn't go well at my house.
Hmm. Isn't that where you found the lady crashed on a bike or something?
No. That was Honolulu Bay.
Oh.
But, you know, yes, I've had some adventures. wasn't it weird when that lady's brother called in and said, yeah, my sister knew that. Do you remember that when she called the show, or were you out on maternity?
No, I was there. I think this was years and years ago.
This is a long. We were in this building by then.
Yeah,
but
you'd been in Hawaii, and
it was the year 2000.
Came across a woman who'd been hit by a car.
I was at Honolulu Bay checking the surf, which is one of my favorite surf spots, and I was headed back to the house that we'd rented for the year 2000
right.
And I'm headed back, and there is this, one of the Dole pineapple trucks is blocking the way, like there's a tight turn, and he's blocking the way. And what he'd done is he cut the turn, and some bike riders coming down the hill went under his wheel. He made it so that there was nowhere for them to go. And the one of the girls was able to stop. The other girl ended up, he ran her over. And she was laying flat on the ground on her tummy, and he'd hurt her. And I was the first person on the scene. And I couldn't, and the guy wasn't even helping her. He was off trying to deal with the fact that he, I guess, I don't know.
Dumped his load of pineapples or something.
Well, no, I mean,
you covered her with, I remember your towel.
My towel, I covered her, and she was in total shock going, this can't happen. I have to work tonight. And I was like, you're not, okay, listen, you're not working. And her friend was going, oh my God. And I'm like, you got to get out of here. Beat it. Like, you cannot be doing that, right? Like, it was one of those scenes.
Mm-hmm. No, you were the cool head.
Yeah, she was run over.
And then later, a while later, her brother called and said,
"Right, well,
that she was." He gave us an update on her, like she was going to be okay.
Yeah, and that she'd won a lawsuit.
Good.
That's what he. That was the big.
Right. Yeah. So it was quite a while later then.
Yeah, it was a lot later. Hmm. But anyway, that was a trip because that day. So then they're blocking the way for me to go back to the house, which was less than a mile from there, mm-hmm. and the police. He's like, no, you got to go the other way around, which is around these dirt roads all the way around the island to get to where. So I'm gone forever. I don't have a cell phone at this point in my life, so I'm gone. I finally get back, and they're like, you disappeared for half the day, dude. And I'm like, you're not going to believe. And of course
they're
they
like, of course we don't believe you.
We don't believe you. And then it was on the news later, and they're like, oh, okay, well, for once.
Oh, just because it was right, it was real this time.
Yeah.
Doesn't excuse all the other times, mister. I got to go get a Coke.
That's
he flew home. He went home, didn't he?
Yep. Scott is an idiot, says 510. Uh-oh. Channel 2 is located on the Oakland Estuary. Oh, those houseboats are on the estuary, not Lake Merritt. OMG.
All right.
People are still texting
relax.
That in. Yeah.
Just, it's okay. Everything's going to be all right.
We saw Scott this weekend, and he was amazing.
You can see him this weekend at the Shadow Puppet Brewery in Livermore, Saturday night.
Or apparently in the gym at the Bay Club.
Apparently
hey, guy.
So.
Hey, guy.
Oh, hey, guy. Can you spot me?
Spotted you when you walked in.
707 says, Vinny, your mother sounds like a dream. Can she teach my mother-in-law how to behave? I'll pay her whatever she wants. She's trying.
She should do consulting. Mother-in-law consultations. It'd be like a cottage industry for her.
If you love music documentaries, have you seen the one called Muscle Shoals?
Didn't you say you've seen that?
I haven't seen that one, but I'll look. I love
someone,
that
I
stuff.
I just heard someone talking about that. Maybe it was Pat.
Might have been Igo. Maybe. Could have been either one. Mm. Tell Sarah the new Cormoran Strike book is out.
Yeah, I'm halfway through it, buddy. That's good.
Ohana means family, and family means no one gets left behind or forgotten. Aww. From Lilo and Stitch.
Aww. That's sweet.
415 says, can't believe Sarah's letting her brother take over her life. She's stronger than that. She needs to sit him down and explain Sunday night with Hooman is a priority, and that his text to Hooman was offensively rude.
Oh,
you're right about the rude part.
He was. I'm sure he was trying to be funny.
I know you said that yesterday.
He's got my whole day planned for me today. I just
what are you doing?
We're gonna walk the loop, and we have.
The loop's good for you. Dinner. I think he's made a good plan for you so
far. Really? Okay.
What's after that?
All right. And then he's gonna make dinner. And
he's gonna make you dinner. What's the matter with that?
I have some work to do for his wife later today, and there's.
It sounds like they're taking good care of you today.
Oh my God!
They're gonna take you for a walk.
It's gonna be super.
And make you a meal.
Yeah. I know. What is there to bitch about?
I would love someone to do that to me. Mm. I mean...
Okay, I'll go to your house.
Are they bad?
You go to my house. No, they're great.
They
I'm
make
not,
bad food?
I'm not complaining. I'm mad that there is, like, a contentious situation between my brother and Hooman. Two people I love. I'm just trying to stay on the outside of that. It's a lot. We see them a lot. We've had one meal not together since they moved here.
Well, you got to step your game up. Don't let meals pass you by, Sarah. Do you have a phone number? Make sure you're texting throughout the day so that that doesn't happen again.
Oh, no, don't worry. We're on a group text, the four of us.
Oh, okay,
all
good.
Day long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Don't worry.
I wasn't. It sounds like he's got...
He has a cover.
A pretty good grip on you.
I can barely breathe. Help. No, it's great. It is. I'm not even... Oh, hold on. Bill Cosby deemed a sexually violent predator while still awaiting sentencing. Judge ruled he will be classified as sexually violent predator. This means that the disgraced comedian's name will appear on a sex offender registry at the very least, which is sent to neighbors and schools. Undergo lifetime counseling, must report quarterly to authorities, which he should be easy to find in prison. I don't know.
So nothing yet.
No
nothing
sentencing yet. Just that part.
Holman, boy, they're stretching that out, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Holman left out that China only allows something like 12 U.S. movies per year into China.
That's it's 34. Yeah, I did know that.
That's why U.S. films do things like make part of the film in China to get around it. Oh.
Oh, so if the movie's shot at all in China, it's considered a Chinese movie, and then they don't
that's
have to
right.
be part
that's
of the 34. I get it. All right. Thank
yeah,
you.
So that's, very interesting. That's what Transformers did.
Yeah, Mission Impossible 4.
Yeah.
Shot that whole scene where he's running around in China. That was a good one. One of my favorites.
Was it?
Yes, I liked that scene very much. It was whatever was the one before the Wiz Khalifa one. I know it's not called that. Don't text us. I just don't have the energy to fight with anybody anymore. My whole day is planned out.
Just a quick stat. Every year, India puts out about 2,000 films. Nigeria puts out about 1,000. The U.S. puts out about 800. And China puts out about 700. So they're number four in the world for the amount of movies they put out.
Goodness gracious.
510 says he was in rehab for weed. So weed is why he was
in rehab for weed?
Said. I don't know. I'm telling you what 510 says. Rehab for weed.
Well, listen, if he can keep that Ariana Grande happy, nothing else matters because he could lose the job. He'll still have the $16 million apartment. It's just, you know, she's not going to be super happy when she comes home and him and his friends are sitting there swilling beers and smoking joints and looking at her through the hole they cut in the wall. I just don't know how long that's going to last. Got to have something going on, don't you?
They cut a peephole in the $16 million apartment? To watch her go to the bathroom?
Thick walls, too. I mean, that took some real doing.
Vinny, I bought Whole Foods stock a couple years ago. It lost half its value in 6 months, then just stayed there. After Amazon bought them, it tripled in value overnight and stayed there. So good luck.
That's great.
Yeah. If Snap can somehow accidentally end up in their shopping cart and, you know, that day... Amazon's just bought a bunch of stuff and
one swipe, one
didn't
swipe.
Notice that, you know, right. Hey, we just bought Snap. All right, well.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
That'd be great for you. Holy cow.
Yeah, it would.
So the deal is you're going to be able to use the Snap app in order to...
Buy stuff on
yeah,
Amazon.
You just...
Aim its camera.
Aim the camera at it,
tell you,
and then
it'll
pop
order
it, right
it
up.
Or tell you how to get it.
That's good. Good news.
925 says, I like the Coliseum. I don't understand why the A's need to move. I don't know, raw sewage, empty seats.
Mm. Yeah,
there are a couple of the reasons. Look into it.
Yeah.
Remember the raw sewage thing?
I do.
Yeah.
There have been problems there.
Yeah.
You know, what did they do to it after the earthquake in 89? Like, remember, it was like pretty, so they must have somewhat rebuilt it.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
probably.
Minor fixes just to get past it.
Well, now it's been 30 years, so... does feel like maybe it is time for a new stadium. Although, you know, they have a point. Like these giant stadiums that we build for billions of dollars, and then 20 years later, that's an antique. Get rid of it.
Well, I don't think it is 20 years, though. For example, the giant stadium that they have here in town now is, it's freaking art. It's beautiful.
It is
a great place to see a game.
That's got to be pushing 20 years now.
Well, it was built in 99.
Oh, so 20 years.
Right. So, right. And it's
was
just...
Was that when AT&T Park was... Yeah. What was it first? Pac Bell Park?
Pac Bell Park. I remember because we were part of that whole thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, you know, that's got... another 100 years on it.
Let's hope.
Well, look at it. Mm. I drive by it every day. It's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even show one bit of wear, and it's beautiful. When you go see a game there, you remember it. Mm. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's what the A's
need.
And
I really enjoy the concerts now.
Yeah. It's killer. That's what they need. Something small, something quaint, something...
Something small would be good.
Right on the water.
Decks and decks of covered seats.
Oh, right. So that's depressing. Pac Bell Park, then SBC Park.
Oh, that's right, SBC. Mm-hmm. I knew there was some bad name in there.
SBC.
Well, Pac Bell just had a Pac Bell Park. It had a good ring too. Even AT&T Park is like, eh. I mean, listen, AT&T is fine, whatever. But it seemed like Pac Bell was like good.
Yeah,
best name. Should have kept that.
Well, remember Pac Bell was a cellular carrier for a minute there. Mm-hmm. We were sponsored by them.
Oh yeah.
My very first cell phone was a Pac Bell cell phone.
Funny. Mm-hmm.
And it had this little teeny thing that clicked out, which broke right the hell off.
Yeah. Well, you're not gentle with your things.
That is true. is Isla hard on her toys or whatever it is that she messes around with?
Yeah, she's not quite like Dad is about stuff.
She doesn't hug her headphones 5 times a day.
No, she's
like, well, those aren't going to last long. I'll be back to the blue ones with the antennas.
But she's still a kid, though. The other day, she's holding one of one of the misses, like, it's a roller pad. Mm-hmm. I think you like roll out your thighs on it or whatever.
Right,
you
sure.
know, it's a little round
long cylinder,
hard styrofoam thing. And she's got a pencil and she's going poking holes into it. I'm all, whose is that? She stops and looks up. I don't know. I'm like, stop it. You're ruining your mom's stuff. And of course, mom, like, what? What does she do? It's just kids. They just do their...
Mindless.
She's not even...
Well,
what?
You've said it yourself a million times. You'd be doing something, and it wasn't until someone came around the corner and went...
Right.
And you went, oh, what am I... Oh, my God, I didn't realize I was doing that.
Right.
Oh, my God, did I just light the curtains on fire with my Evel Knievel?
Uh-huh.
That's weird. It's like I wasn't here.
Sarah, you would love Apple AirPods Bluetooth headphones. Never thought I needed those. And they were actually the best purchase ever. Hands-free is the way to be.
Hands-free is the way to be. They're going to fall right out of my ears.
They won't. Our boss was walking in the other day with them on, and I'm all, oh, how do you like those? And he goes, I never have to hold my phone to my face again.
Mm.
And I was like, well,
do they have a little
is.
Mic on them too, like you can take a phone call?
Yes.
I wouldn't have been able to answer that, so I'm glad he did. Get some of those
10S,
then.
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Go to the Apple store, get a 10S.
Listen.
Get some AirPods.
I'm sure that the line is still long. I'm going to wait. I'm going to give it a couple weeks, let the fervor die down, and then I'll get a phone. I know you're worried about me, but you really don't have to.
AirPods look like they're about to fall out your ear, right? Mm. They look like that. My friend ran a marathon with those on.
Mm. Nice.
I'm going to ask my brother if it's okay if I go to the Apple store. Maybe.
Text him.
See if that's on our schedule. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Too soon.
I wasn't ready.
For what?
To get back on
the
air.
Well, here we are.
All right.
You okay
now? The song
now?
Just ended, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's over. When the song is over, then we start talking.
Oh, all right.
I know, weird, right? So thank you to Scott Capurro for coming by. He is at the Shadow Puppet Brewery in Livermore on Saturday night. We're going to join him for the secret show. He's invited us. So we're gonna head down to Studio D and do that in just a
let's
few minutes.
Let's hope he doesn't explain why he has to teach people about politics during his comedy
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, let's not. We'll just cut him right off, and then we'll get into some bad advices.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll have some fun. It'll be a fun secret show.
But that always happens to us when things start to turn and go south. We just sit there. Mm. Such a mistake.
It is.
It's like, well, we forget it's our show or something.
He comes to us at a vulnerable time in our day. It's at the end of the show. We've all talked out all day. We've been talking, and then someone's talking, and we start to think about other things.
Right.
What are we going to eat for lunch?
Right. Lunch sounds delicious. And then the next thing you know, you're like, "Holy crap! Has he been talking for that? This is crazy." So you can find The Secret Show at RadioAlice.com, on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. We're there. Just type in Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show, and please subscribe. You'll love it. And we've been putting up classics from years ago that were censored when we first put them up. So now you can hear all the dirty crap that we've been talking about. So keep your eyes open for those,
too. I'm so happy about that.
It is really jarring and funny to listen to those without any
I don't even think we've gotten to our best work yet.
Oh,
there's
no.
There's more good
no
ones
question.
To come.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff coming up. So have a great day. Tomorrow, of course, Vinny and I are very much looking forward to the season finale of Big Brother.
Oh, wait,
and
is that tonight?
It's tomorrow. And I'm just all excited because
watch it till tomorrow night?
Right, tomorrow night.
Oh!
I know. But then the season premiere of Survivor is also tomorrow night.
Ooh, right.
I know. Hump day. Oh, my God. Best day of the week.
Wait a minute. So will that be Survivor first?
Survivor first, apparently. 8 to 9:30, and then the Big Brother finale, 9:30 to 11.
Oh,
a strange thing.
I am just going to look up the answer to that one.
Oh, just get up early and watch it like you often do.
Anyway.
Tomorrow.
Here comes a secret show coming at you.
Have a good one. Lexi's next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.